Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
My dopey little podcast is starting to do pretty well. I don't know if I should thank you or thank Dave Chappelle. One or the other. Much appreciated. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Did you see Donald Trump has a new social media app? It is called Truth Social. Trevor Noah jumped in and said, you know what this means? If Trump is posting truths, knowing him, eventually he's going to start posting dares. All right, I shared my truth. Now I dare you to hang with Mike Pence. James Corden, in a press release, Trump explained the need for his new social network. We live in a world where the Taliban has a presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced. I don't think Trump's making the point he thinks he is in that. All he's telling us is that he's more offensive than the Taliban. Colbert, the site was briefly accessible to the public the other day and was immediately overrun by trolls, including one who started a fake account under the former president's name that posted a photo of a pig defecating on its own scrotum. Are they sure that was a fake account? Because it feels on brand. Trevor, yo, this man is a legend. He creates a free speech website and immediately was like, okay, here's what you can't say. It's like if the first rule of Fight Club was, hey, no fighting, no fighting, no fighting. We work stuff out here. Trevor Noah, at the same time, though you know this is going to backfire because half the fun of being on social media is talking crap about the platform, how is Trump, of all people, going to make a rule about disparaging comments? I mean, the man roasts people so much he has to do it at auctioneer speed. Colbert, the man who told over 30,000 lies in office, has started something called Truth. He's also launched a new makeup line called Human Skin. Corden, it's the perfect site for any person who's ever wondered, what if Trump was only the bad parts? I love these jokes. Colbert, the former president also announced that he's setting up his own streaming service. Well, his second streaming service. Think about it, Colbert. According to the press release, they'll proudly broadcast non-woke entertainment programming. That's right, non-woke. If you can stay awake, your money back. It's going to feature the former president's favorites like Who Wants to Spank a Millionaire?, The Unmasked Singer, and Only Fascists in the Building. From Deadline, Conan O'Brien. Don't expect juggling or magicians on Conan O'Brien's upcoming HBO Max variety series. That's it. I'm out. That's why I was going. Season 3 of the Inside Conan podcast has kicked off. It has been rebooted with Conan writers Mike Sweeney and Jesse Gaskell hosting the series covering the beginning, middle, and end of Conan's 28-year run in late night, as well as what Conan and the team have been up to since the show went off the air. The first guest, the episode came out on Friday, was Conan O'Brien. Pretty good booking. Conan said that his work is not done, and it's clear he cannot hang around the house. I hope there's some appetite for the HBO Max show. I must keep going places and making nothing happen of any consequence that benefits humanity in no way. As for the jugglers, somewhere in the machinery, someone at the network threw the word variety in there because we're in the variety comedy category, which is an old term. A lawyer in the bowels called it a variety show. That's completely not what's going to happen. What I'd like to do is something that does not come on every night. We have this world now in the streaming universe where people can make fewer of something, and I was thinking I'd really like to double down on the things I love, which involves getting out of the studio, which combines a lot of the elements that made me a little different. He says he misses traveling around the world for Conan Without Borders. I miss shooting those travel shows, and I would like to do more of those because that's my favorite comedy to do. Us in a foreign country, way over our heads, sometimes being attacked by angry mobs. I feel ya. Look, I would love to do daily comedy news from Paris. Why I need to be in Paris to do this, I don't know, but if I can fund it, I'm there. Conan talked about his last week of shows, not last week, you know, his final week of shows, which weren't his final because he's coming back. Oh, you know what I mean? The whole week of last shows was fun, but to be there that last night was powerful. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting to have that nervous breakdown where I think, oh my God, it's over. What have I done? That never happened. I was very happy that I was able to say it succinctly. I wanted to end with saying there was an idea here, and I think we stayed true to it to the end, and that was very satisfying to me. From Yahoo, Jon Stewart is putting on his public relations cap in defense of Dave Chappelle. Jon Stewart is adamant Dave Chappelle was not trying to be divisive in his latest comedy special, The Closer. Stewart told TMZ, I know he's one of my favorite people on the planet, and he's just a good, decent, you know, if there's any miscommunication, I'm sure that I love that dude, like as a person. There were some incomplete thoughts there. I read the transcript as I have it. John added, he's warm and wise about all those things. Look, if this spurs a conversation where people get more on the same page in terms of understanding, that'd be great. But I know his intention is never hurtful. Like, he's just not that kind of person. And if it is hurtful, it's certainly unintentional. He's a good man. Dave is doing shows in the UK. He told comedy goers there that if his special gets pulled from Netflix, he'll take the closer on the road. Attendees claim Chappelle said he would screen the special in 10 cities across the U.S. One person said that Chappelle did mention that the protest that took place in L.A. last week wasn't favorable for him. Another said the entertainer seemed baffled by the transphobia and homophobia accusations made against him. Joe Rogan also mentioned Dave Chappelle on his podcast. Joe Rogan said he and Chappelle have texted back and forth about the Netflix drama and that Dave is riding out the storm. Meanwhile, from Deadline, Dave Chappelle's representatives have said that Dave Chappelle is willing to talk to Netflix employees angered by his comedy special. An unidentified rep told TMZ, Dave stands by his art. No more jokes about transgenders until we can all laugh together. The streets are talking and Dave is listening at some point when everyone is open. I'm sure the communities will come together. From Idaho News, your home for comedy news, a Bill Burr story that leads with the headline, a Boise woman suicide prevention fundraiser brought in over $17,000 after comedian Bill Burr retweeted it. The fundraiser was started by Carly Winsauer after her best friend died by suicide in 2020. Winsauer started the GoFundMe page to fundraise for the National Suicide Hotline. Suicide needs to be talked about. Stories need to be told so we can help others and show our loved ones that their life is worth it. Bill Burr raised awareness for the page by tweeting it out to his 1.8 million Twitter followers. The GoFundMe page has now raised over $17,000 for the National Suicide Hotline and Mental Health America and is currently closed to donations. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News brought to you by the Behind the Bits podcast. Told you about this one last week. Behind the Bits, Scott Curtis. He learns everything he can about stand-up comedy from his guests. His guests are comedians. This week, Indianapolis comedian, MC, and character actor Gwen Sunkel. She performs regularly at Helium and the White Rabbit Cabaret. That sounds like a cool place. And as you guys know, I am the Carlos Mencia of podcast promos. If you have a podcast and there are jokes involved, I will steal your jokes and do them like they're mine. So I went to Gwen Sunkel's Twitter feed and I'm stealing her joke. Her joke is, if sex with you doesn't include unlimited breadsticks, I'm not interested. Gwen Sunkel is the guest this week on the Behind the Bits podcast. Scott Curtis won the Discover Pods Annual Award for Best Interview Style Podcast. That is pretty snazzy. Plus, he's got good reviews game. I love you all. I like how you buy me coffee at buymecoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Let's get some five-star reviews going. Scott is cleaning my clock. Here's another five-star review. The headline, for comics at any level, the five-star review, the BTB podcast delves into the details about stand-up in such a unique way. By listening to the podcast, you have a chance to hear from comedians of all walks of life. Scott is an awesome interviewer and is so genuinely interested in learning about comedy that you feel like you're right there with him. When comics tell him about their lives, guests discuss funny bits, mishaps, and even serious stuff. Highly recommended to all comics and anyone who appreciates the art of humor. That is a sweet five-star review. Follow Behind the Bits on Twitch if you want to see the interviews, or wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bits podcast sponsors today's Daily Comedy News. Ricky Velez is all excited about his HBO special. He spoke to The Observer and said, "For me, it was the thing I remembered as a kid. It's what I watched. An HBO special feels different than Netflix." I would agree with that. Very true. "It feels different than anything else. That's the first thing I've ever put on television. I never had any stand-up on television, so for this to be the first thing is really important to me." He said, "We did two shows. The first felt like business. At the first show, I was like, this is it. This is what you've been doing this for." After the first show, Neil Marshall, who was working on my special, came to me and he said, "Ricky, if the place burns down now, you still have a special." So that gave us more ease. I turned to my writing partner. I asked him, "If you can get something out of me that I didn't give you in the first show, what would it be?" Judah Miller, the writing partner, said, "I love watching you have fun on stage." At that point, I felt like we got what we needed. Let's go have fun. And we had the best time. So which cut did they use for the special? It's basically the second performance. I think people are addicted to fun. People like being in it, watching them both. I felt that way. And from the AV Club, a Taiwanese math expert who goes by Cheng Su has found the ideal venue for teaching audiences calculus. That venue is Pornhub. He has uploaded 226 videos, none of which feature anything more erotic than the smashing together of numbers. Cheng Su is 34, holds a master's in mathematics, and has spent more than a decade teaching in schools and in non-porn online destinations like his own website and YouTube. His YouTube does have a banner saying, "Play hard, study hard." He said, "I thought if I uploaded my videos on Pornhub, a lot of people would see them. And if my wife asked, what are you doing in the basement? When you're not talking to yourself, I'm clearly studying calculus." That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. See you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.